Hey, gentlemen, we go back, we got our case under advisement, our first one, and I believe, Mr. Mills, you had requested that.
I did.
Yes.
Well, I figured it merited some conversation, or at least, I figured it merited some conversation between us about
Yes.
the request, and I think I can share with, I think I can speak for most of us, not all of us, that it is a little frustrating that the applicant continues to put structures on properties without the proper permits and what have you. But is it, you know, the question is it our place to avenge the county, if you will, and enforce their requirements? I don't think so. So the question at hand is, you know, is will the request of putting these buildings on and using it for personal use only for more than four vehicles have a substantially adverse effect on the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties? Personally, I don't see where it will, especially since he owns all the neighboring and adjacent properties. He does have, you know, if we were to deny this, he has an alternate or alternative way of accomplishing what he wants to get done, and that's to adjoin the properties. So, you know, I guess it's what's the point in not allowing it other. I would say that it might be a good idea. It would be my opinion that to be a good idea to limit it to the personal use of the property owner. And that way, if somebody wanted to come back and use that property in a different manner and use those buildings, then they would have to either come through us or planning and zoning to do so.
John, what are you saying on it, John? Now, say something happened and he's passed it down to his daughter. It stay the same, or
that regardless of who the owner is, it would be limited to their personal use, and not for any other business or use.
Just for storing cars, then, or
well, yeah, for the personal use of storing whatever, and
yeah.
It could be more than four cars.
Yeah.
And one question then: who's going to regulate that? That's sure that being done.
Have to be
planning and zoning or inspectors or whatever, and you know, again, I mean, you know, I think it's very frustrating to me that the applicant continues to do this.
Yeah.
I don't think he does it with malice, but I think, you know, it's still illegal, you know, and it's not right. And
he's found a way around it. Let's face it, he knows the rules. He knew it. He's lived here long enough. He's got enough property in here to know the rules that were that there has to be something. If he didn't know the rules,
right,
he would have to. He knew what to ask.
$33,000 is a significant risk, and I don't care
That's
how
right.
much money you have.
Right.
But he did
That's
have
right.
an out.
He right. did have an out.
Yeah.
He had an out, but I think that opportunity came.
It was an opportunity, yes.
And he had no. He might should have came to the county, but he had to take that opportunity right then.
Well, like I said, I don't think it was, you know, there was any malice involved.
I think it was slipping and sliding and did a good job of slipping and sliding.
But
again, if we do, like John said, if we approach the, will it substantially affect the, no. He owns everything around there. So how is it going to affect anything? And that's what we have to address. In the special use exception.
Yeah.
And I think with the stipulation that
maybe
Bill puts on that would solve that problem.
Yeah.
I think he's got enough warning here of our conversation.
Yeah, I don't think he's I don't think he's a bad guy.
No.
I think he's ornery.
Yeah, I think that he will in the future step lightly because he knows that this board pretty much knows.
Yeah.
So anyway, I agree with you, John. That's it. Anyone else?
You know, as far as the county, you know, regulating it and inspectors and whatnot,
But even after, you know, after you know, and you come in, you ask, and we work to get something done, then you go ahead and get other property and put on another lot way away. That gives me the heartburn. What are you going to be doing next then?
Oh, you know, I know.
You know, that's what I just...
I know, and now the county does have to go...
But then I ask, and somebody says no, but then you up and let it slip for what I do have. So what else is there out there that I don't, you know, we don't know about? I'm uncomfortable, but that's up to you guys.
I can appreciate your feelings. I mean, right now he's got a double-wide mobile home on a property that's illegal.
And I asked like that, and it wasn't.
Right.
Then he steps out, so if that's held back, what else is it held, and how would this be protected? So, you know, I'm uncomfortable with it.
We still deny it.
Huh?
We still deny it. He's still going to keep the building.
Well, that would send a message, though, too. There's got to be some type, for your actions, there's got to be some type of consequences.
Keep talking.
Wait. You know,
I'm going back up. I've said what I have.
I think the county probably needs, you know, let's say we've had the discussion before. The county, it's very difficult for the county with its current rules to enforce their regulations. They can't, you know, somebody needs to change the rules.
Thank you.
You know, is it our responsibility to you know, as I said, avenge them or to accommodate them?
No,
they got to change the rules. They got to come up to the current times. And
yeah, our job is to enforce everywhere we can, I believe, the ordinance in effect. Everywhere we can, and then prove to us.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, our job is to allow exceptions, but only if it merits it through the standards of a variance, or it doesn't adversely affect.
And then if you take it when you look at something and divorce everything else out of this and say, just one, make one statement, and the statement's in the books. It says, will it substantially affect adversely the uses of? So you got a rule on that rule. I believe you got a rule on it.
Again, I can appreciate your frustration. It equally frustrates me. I hope that at least through this conversation, the applicant understands that, you know, we don't take that lightly. He may someday, you know, run in a situation where it's going to cost him, you know, because he's tried to get over, and, you know, that would be unfortunate for him or his family members, and maybe he can pass that on and share it. But
I think that there's places right there when he came the first time to us. We know nobody ever picked it up, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
that
double wide was there anyway when he first came to us.
Mm-hmm. Was it?
By the pictures, it was.
It was.
Yeah, that was a picture from when it was posted.
Yeah,
for
so
the first
it was
year.
There, but we never
picked it up.
Never picked up on it that time. You know,
It wasn't the property in question.
No, no. But that was brought up. We could have made it a little bit, a little different probably.
Right.
Yeah, it could be in violation of all those properties. That's not our.
Yeah, right, yeah, right. The county needs to get busy and send the inspector out.
I guess.
John, I agree with you to a point, but I don't know if this is the time that I'm struggling with the time that it was. In other words, what he was doing up to this point, and I'm not happy with that.
Maybe we should think on it. Maybe we should table it and think and give it some more consideration.
I would like to do that.
If we're
sure, yeah, I'm fine with that.
Let me think of that, because, you know, you gave me food for thought, and also Dale has given me food for thought, and I have my own thoughts, so I don't know about the rest of them, but...
Mr. Workman?
I'm ready to vote either way. Mr. Workman, you want to do?
Well, not to try to prolong it, but I think it merits some more thought. But you know, I will vote if the rest of the board wants to vote tonight.
Okay. It sounds like it's the majority would like to table it, so I'll make a motion to table the case until our next regular hearing.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickard that we table case number 11,416 into our next regular meeting, which will be on September the 8th. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Rickard?
He's busy.
Sir?
Yes.
Are you in favor?
Yes, I am.
Mr. Workman?
Yes.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Callaway, so by a vote of 5-0.
I'm sorry.
Case number 11,416 is tabled until our next regular meeting of September the 8th.
Mr. Chairman, I have something that I could.
I'm sorry.
Can I talk to the chairman now, or are you?
Yes, sir. I was going to call and see if there's any other business, but please.
Okay. I was going to suggest that maybe somewhere along the line, I don't know if they're overworked or what's going on, that they mark these surveys to speed up our, you know, if you get 8 or 9 variances, you know, it's a lot easier, you know, to look at that survey to see where the variances are and what they want. And it used to be that way. And I think that would speed things up if you could make that suggestion to
Mr.
Lighting and Mr. Lang.
Okay. I will do that.
Okay. And do you agree with that, gentlemen? That it helps a lot.
Yeah, I think most of the time I think they are.
Yeah, but I think they are missed, missing
and occasionally they miss the mark in the site on the tax map, too.
Yeah. Yeah. The site, but the site, too.
Most of the time it's done.
Yeah.
I think it's because it's got
on the way.
We can mention it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be glad to then, Mr. Ricker.
All right. I appreciate that.
Yeah, is there any further business? If not, or hearing none.
That picture is worth 1,000 words.
Yes, sir. Then we'll be over for adjournment.
The hearing's closed, sir. You can't ask anything.
Yeah, open for adjournment.
So moved.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Meeting adjourned, subject to call.
Don't leave me.
Gentlemen, if I don't see you, I'll have